We are continuing with Johannes Brahms' German Requiem by listening to the sixth movement, Denn wir haben hier keine bleibende Stadt, for we have no enduring city. Once again, I'm amazed at the composer's ability to select and blend these carefully selected verses from Hebrews, 2 Corinthians, and Revelation. These verses come from three separate authors, St. Paul, St. John, and Anonymous, or, as the Church Father Origen wrote in the 2nd century, who really wrote Hebrews? God only knows. Even so, Brahms wove these ideas together from three different authors into a dramatic scenario about the defeat of death. Now, this is neither an opera nor an oratorio, but even so, this movement has drama in the dialogue between the three authors and between the bass soloist and choir. The choir opens almost timidly in a quiet, worried sort of way as it reflects on the truth that here on earth, we have no continuing city. That is, we are not on earth permanently, no. But we seek one to come, that is, Christians look forward to a permanent existence with God after death. After this very brief A section, the bass soloist begins the B section by quoting from St. Paul words we usually hear in Handel's Messiah. Behold, I show you a mystery. And this leads into the drama of the C section. As the bass foretells the sounding of the trumpet, the music becomes more authoritative. Traditionally, kings were announced by blasts of trumpets. Well, Paul is thinking that this will be the blast of all blasts, the last trump. The word is actually trombone, but we'll let that slip by. As Paul so famously wrote, death is swallowed up in victory. And then, toward the end of the C section, the choir taunts death, asking repeatedly, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Woe, 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 where, where? And then, in the concluding D section, the choir provides the answer to its own question. Lord, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. As requiems go, you will not find more positive, more encouraging words for those who mourn than these.
Okay. Das Wort, das geschrieben.